Hello, good morning, everyone. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, let's read from verse 23. And when they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard this, they lifted their voices to God with one accord and said, O Lord, it is Thou who didst make the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, Thy servant, didst say, Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For truly in this city they were gathered together against Thy holy servant Jesus, whom Thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever Thy hand and Thy purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, take note of their threats, and grant that Thy bondservants may speak the word with all confidence, while Thou dost extend Thy hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of Thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Amen. Amen. I had a good time in the morning and lunch with our guest speakers, and took them to the airport, and it was, you know, just really good fellowship. And then afterwards, I actually drove out to the YWAM base. They're having their 50th anniversary, their jubilee. And Lauren and Darlene Cunningham and mostly actually all the ministries that YWAM has right now in Hong Kong, in Asia, you know, were sharing. And I was just listening to all the testimonies and kind of listening to the history, you know, of YWAM and things that were have been going on, and some of you guys know a bit also, you know, of my testimony, and I was very greatly, you know, impacted by their ministry. You know, I came to Hong Kong the first time in 1992, and I was actually here for 3 months, and our basketball team was here for 5 weeks, and I decided to stay longer, and it was really one of the most amazing summers of my life. You know, I lost like 20 pounds during that summer, because I just didn't have any money. And so I was literally going to Welcome, you know, and buying some bread. You remember the Life bread? I don't even buy Life bread now, right? It's beneath me. But back then, that's all I could afford. I'd buy some Life bread and some peanut butter and jelly, and that's what I ate all the time. And so, I mean, I lost tons of weight. But after that, I went home, finished my senior year in university, and one of the missionaries there, this woman, her name was Karen, and she was a tennis player. She actually played basketball at ORU, and you know, we really connected. And so I asked her, "Hey, is there any books that I can read? You know, when I get back, I want to grow." And so she gave me a list of books to read, and the top of the list was, you know, "Is That Really You, God?" You know, by Cunningham. And so I read this book, and I actually started, so I went back to school, got a copy of the book, began to read one afternoon, and I couldn't put the book down. And it happened that I actually got to, you know, all through the afternoon, had dinner, I went to the bleachers at our university, in our baseball field, and I just sat there reading the book, and I finished the book. And I remember seeing that it was so vivid. I finished reading the book, and I just began to weep. I mean, I was just weeping. You know, can you imagine? Here's some college student all by himself on the bleachers, just bawling. You know, and it's because, you know, the stories, and you know, and there's actually one part that's kind of inconsequential in the book. But if you ever read the book, it was about the first mission trip that they ever sent out at YWAM, and it was actually two students, and they happened to know how to run a tractor. You know, and so they went somewhere and helped them, you know, with some agricultural stuff. But it was just really about young people that could take anything that God gave them, you know, whatever skills they had, and use it for the kingdom. You know, and back then, you know, I mean, obviously I wasn't a speaker, I wasn't any of these things, and I often wondered if God could ever use me, you know, because I had no conceivable skill that I generally saw at church, being singing, you know, dancing, you know what I mean, those kind of things, acting or whatnot. And, you know, back in those days, you know, I mean, you're talking, this is 1992, right? So you're talking, you know, you're pretty much limited. And then the idea that these guys can just, you know, drive a tractor and serve God. You know, I could play basketball and serve God, you know. And so I just found myself weeping. And so YWAM, you know, has a very warm place in my heart, if you guys know. And so I was actually talking to Lauren yesterday. I told him I'm a YWAM wannabe, you know. And, we started chatting about that a little bit and mentioned that, you know, I actually got rejected from YWAM years ago, and which is another story in itself. But we're just sharing, and then I was just thinking about this, and especially we just had a prophetic conference, you know, and the whole thing of YWAM is hearing God's voice, you know, and then obeying, and that was the whole theme, right? If you were there Sunday night, and you know, and then Monday, and they kept saying all the time, hey, it was just about people that just obeyed what God asked us to do. It was so simple, you know. And then I started thinking about, you know, we just had a prophetic conference, and you know, I mean, I had a wonderful time. You know, and these are just loose thoughts, okay? So you guys got to put it together yourself. And I was just meditating on that and just thinking, well, you know, I mean, we really, it's the prophetic and these kind of things. But what are we missing? You know, what is that that, you know, does not allow us to go to the next level, you know, in these type of things? And, you know, and then I'm drawn to the book of Acts. And I noticed in YWAM, you know, when they wanted to hear from God, it wasn't really for personal direction, right? Even though that's a part of it. It wasn't necessarily for personal edification, even though that was a part of it. You know, it wasn't so much that they could minister to someone, you know, in the body, even though that's a part of it. You know, their real emphasis was to get people saved. You know, they heard from God so that they could minister to people. And so they could go out, you know, and they would go to places and hear from God so that people can come to know Jesus, the Christ. And I was, you know, really thinking about that. And in some ways, I think we missed it, you know, that most of us, I mean, if we're going to be really honest, most of us want to hear from God for ourselves. Again, nothing wrong with that, you know. But if that's it, I think we missed it. You know, if it's just about my personal direction, or if it's just about my personal ministry, or my job decision that I need to make, you know, and if hearing God's voice is limited to, you know, simple things like that, you know, then I think we really, really are missing the boat, you know. And in all reality, the clarity by which God will speak to us, you know, won't be as clear. You know, and I'm drawn to Acts here. And this is what these guys said. They said, Lord, you know, take note of these threats. And this is verse 29. Lord, grant that your bondservants may speak the word with confidence. You know, and then heal and signs and wonders and all these things take place. Why? Right? It's so, and that we could be filled with the Spirit. Why? So we can speak the word of God with boldness. You know, Lord, give us the Holy Spirit, not so I could feel good, even though that's okay too, right? You know, not that I can get a tingly sensation and, you know, so that I can, you know, be used in ministry to say something to someone prophetically. You know, I mean, all those things are good. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. You know, it's all part of body life. You know, but the real thrust of the disciples, you know, the apostles in the New Testament church, you know, they came with this attitude and this idea, God, we want to see miracles, we want to see signs and wonders, you know, and we want the Holy Spirit so that we can operate in boldness, you know, so that we can tell our friends and our family members about Jesus. You know, it's not just so that I can get a word, you know, or it's not just so, you know, I could feel good about myself or I could find some direction. And, of course, we need to hear God's word for all those things, right? But the major emphasis of the disciples was for boldness. Lord, come and bring signs and wonders. Come and bring the Holy Spirit in my life that I can become more bold, right, to minister your word. You know, and it's such a simple shift, and it seems like a theme, you know, that's been running through SP, you know, for the last couple months, is really this issue of self-centeredness. You know, the medical term would be narcissism, right? You know, that this and we could so easily take very good things, you know, and become self-centered with it, right? And you know, I mean, in reality, right, the gifts of the Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you know, if it's just for you, it won't go any further than that, right? You know, I'm talking about the fullness, but it's got to be for other people. You know, it was the English statesman that said, the church is the only institution in the world that exists for the benefit of the members or of its non-members. In other words, you know, the ones that are outside, right? That means, very well put, right? The church is the only institution in the world that exists for the benefit of its non-members. You know, and we have to, and I'm not just talking about outreach and, you know, and missions and those type of things, but it's really a heart attitude. You know, it's a real change, you know, that occurs. And as I was sitting there, you know, the last 2 days and listening to the speakers and listening to the testimonies and all these things, you know, the one thread that went all throughout, right, was really evangelism. You know, they heard from God, you know, they went out and did these things, you know, they trusted God for finances, all this kind of stuff, right, to see people get saved, to see people added into the kingdom of God. You know, and I just wanted to encourage you, you know, as we go forward in this, you know, I mean, we had a wonderful conference. I just really had such a wonderful time, you know, and God's going to continue to speak to us, and even more powerfully, right, but it can't just stop here. You know, it can't just stop at, oh, you know, I'm going to minister to my friend. I mean, that's great, right? But we got to really ask God for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, for boldness, you know, that we can really go, you know, and make disciples in your workplace, you know, in your family, right? And some of you guys, you know, are praying for your moms and dads and all these things. Man, you know, when's the last time we prayed for boldness? We prayed that the fullness of the Holy Spirit will come upon us, that we can minister to our moms and dads and aunts and uncles, you know, so that we can speak words of life, you know, prophesy over them, that they may come to know Jesus, you know. And I think a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this too, you know, a lot of times, you know, I just ask for the Spirit to come into my life, so, you know, so that I could feel good. You know, I don't use those terms, you know, but that I could just know His presence is there. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but if it just stops at that, you know, then we've totally missed it, right? God empowered His people with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the voice of God, not just for them, right, but they may go out with boldness, right, and do something supernatural, right? And so let's close our eyes today. And let's just respond to Holy Spirit. In our meetings, when we ask the Holy Spirit to come, let's ask that with this in mind, that it goes beyond myself. It goes beyond my church. And we need that. And I just get a sense that if we really become more outward focused than inward, and the inward is important too, as we become more outward focused, I get a sense the Spirit of God will just explode on us even more. So I encourage you, as Chi-san is leading us in a song, that you just meditate on that and just respond to the Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray that the Spirit of God would move and pour over each one of us, right, that we may operate in boldness, that there would be something supernatural about our speech, there'd be something supernatural about our interactions with people, right, that people that we've been praying for so long, because the Spirit of God has just come upon us, that we would move in boldness. And that something would happen. And let's just spend a little time today praying for that. Let's pray right now for people that we're ministering to that may not know Jesus yet or maybe quite young in their faith. And let's pray that God would really use us to really bring life into their lives. If you're praying for colleagues or your family members, and you know, I hope that each of us, that we have targeted someone or a group of people that we really want to minister to and just love into the kingdom. Let's spend some time and let's intercede on their behalf. Right? The Bible says that no one comes to the Son unless the Father draw them. And part of the drawing is the intercession of His people. And so let's lift up them up by name. Let's ask God to move in their lives. Let's pray for opportunities and boldness to speak truth into whatever is going on in their lives. Let's just lift them up right now. Let's pray for Solomon's Porch. Let's pray that the Lord would really pour His Spirit upon us, that we would operate as a church in boldness. You know, there's no house churches this week, but let's pray that all the house church leaders would be refreshed as they take a break, and that there would truly be a recreation, right? That God would recreate themselves and be energized to finish the course in the season. And so let's lift up your house church leader and the house church leaders in general, ask God to really come upon them. Let's also pray for our building and our building fund and our building search, and that God would really have His way with us. You know, over this weekend, we've come to understand that, you know, God's got something much bigger in mind for us. And it just doesn't mean space and that kind of stuff, but there's definitely a greater vision that we're now beginning to realize for us as a church and what it means for Hong Kong and Asia. And so let's pray that God would just really, you know, get all the ducks in the row, you know, that we would just really submit to Christ and what He desires for us as a church and operate in faith and not in fear and doubt. And so let's just lift up the church and our building search and our building fund, and God would just really touch people to give sacrificially, and the kingdom would be built here in Solomon's Porch. And so let's lift all those matters up to God as a church. Let's set our prayer focus towards China. Let's ask God to come and just really breathe His life over this humongous country of so many people groups and dialects, and the Spirit of God would just hover over China. As we pray for the Chinese, and let's lift up our missionaries there. Let's ask God to continue to bless them and meet with them. Let's pray for the Chung family. John's father had a stroke, and so he's just got released from the hospital. He actually needs to get some surgery in a few weeks, and let's continue to lift them up to the Lord. The doctor basically said that he's a very lucky man. You know, obviously we know he's a blessed man as people are praying. So continue to lift the family up to the Lord. Let's pray for Pastor Nate and Matthew's parents as well. There, that God would continue to bless them and use them. Let's pray for the kids in Chichihar, that God would continue to raise them up as the next leaders that would really take a hold of the gospel and the things that He's doing in their lives in this next generation. And let's ask God to continue to move over us in that way, and especially as we get ready for our summer teams into China. Let's ask God to just bless all these endeavors that we really follow after His heart. All right, let's lift up China. Lord, we just thank You for the privilege, God, of partnering with You, Lord, to see Your kingdom come, God, and Your will be done on earth as it already has been done in heaven. Lord, and we pray, God, that You would just empower our prayers, God, and empower our speech, Lord, our actions, our conduct, God, to see, Lord, so many people come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that You would use each individual here, God, and this church, to really make an impact, God, in the world around us, Lord, that we would see so many people come to hope, God, come to You, to come to trust You for their lives, God, and to eradicate fear and doubt in their lives. Lord, we ask for an empowering, God, to be and to do all that You call us to be and do. We thank You, Lord. Watch over us, God, and we especially ask You to cover China right now, Lord, and that You would just bless this country, God. That You would just speak life, Lord, over the peoples there, God. We thank You, Lord. We bless You. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys today. Have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.